You're listening to the Apollo Podcast Network.
In today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about a concept that's behind the reason that some people reach ultimate success in life while some people fail and, God forbid, even end up taking their own lives and consistently going backwards in life. Today is an episode you don't want to miss. Come join me Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 23rd, 24th, and 25th for the last ever Titanium Live that I'm going to be doing. It's going to be at the Anaheim Convention Center, and I guarantee you it is going to be the biggest and the best event ever because I'm going to put everything that I have into this event. And already, all the people from all around the world who've attended my events are all starting to RSVP for this event. You don't want to miss this one because, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to do another one like it. So go to TitaniumSuccess.com right now and sign up for Titanium Live. I would love to see you there. This is the last one. Let's have a huge, huge, exciting, amazing event and go out with a bang.
This is Titanium Life Radio with your host, peak performance speaker and business coach, Armaan Siddiqui.
Welcome back to day two of the Titanium 16-Day Challenge. My goodness, you made it back. I'm so excited. By the way, if you haven't listened to day one yet, I would suggest that you go back and you listen to day one. Start with day one and go through these in order because the way I'm doing these, making sure that each day builds on the day before. So while you can jump around once you've been through this once, please make sure you start with day one. So if you did day one, congratulations. I'm excited that you got up on time this morning and you did the things or you're going to do the things you committed to doing every day for this challenge. It's pretty easy. It's less than literally a handful of stuff you got to do every day. But each day we're going to focus on a different part of the wheel because you, as you all understand now, in order to have ultimate fulfillment and happiness in life, the key is to have balance around your wheel. Today we are going to focus on the part of the wheel called consistent growth. In my personal opinion, the number one reason for suicide as it relates to life and why it is that people end up taking their own lives, I believe, is this concept of consistent growth is missing in their lives. What you see, in my opinion, as people go through life, when they start to feel like their life is stagnant, that's when they start to give up hope. That's when they start to feel like nothing's going to get better, that things aren't going to improve. Now, people, unfortunately, take their own lives for many different reasons. And I'm not suggesting that you're listening to this podcast because, you know, you're worried about taking your own life or something. No, you could be listening to this podcast because you've got a $1 million business. You want to make it a $1 billion business. Or it could be because you have an amazing relationship and you want to make it even more amazing or whatever it may be. But we can learn a lot from these lessons in life. What we see consistently is people who are at a point in their lives where they're literally willing to just give up, what we typically find is because they have lost that consistent growth. And the bottom line is that human beings physically cannot sense velocity. We can only sense acceleration. And I say this a lot, and then people always come back to me and ask questions. So look, I studied physics. I studied chemistry and biology because of my neuroscience that I studied. And so physics tells us the human body is incapable of sensing velocity. That means your speed. So if I put you in a rocket, I put you in an airplane, I put you in a car, whatever it is, in that car, if it's going 100 miles an hour, you don't feel anything. Now you're going to say, but Armaan, when I drive down the freeway really fast, I do feel it. No, all you're feeling is the bumps and the unevenness of the road. And that's all you're feeling. You do not feel the speed. So if I take you and I put you in something like an airplane, and you've all been there, right? If you're in an airplane and you close your eyes, right, and we get the airplane going, and you open your eyes at one point, there is no way you can tell me how fast that plane is going. In fact, the next time you're in an airplane, try it. Halfway through the flight, you don't even need to close your eyes. You don't need to go to sleep. You don't need to blindfold yourself. Try to guess how fast the plane is going. There is no way. And if you're on one of those new planes where it shows you the speed, you can check it multiple times during the flight. I guarantee you, you will have no clue how fast or slow the plane is going because you don't have that friction. Now, there may be turbulence, but the turbulence isn't really necessarily always related to the speed. So you cannot sense velocity, only acceleration. What does that mean? What that means is if I come to you and I ask you, hey, how are you doing in the area of your finances? The way you will answer that question often has to do with how does your bank account today relate to yesterday, last week, last month, last year, 10 years ago, and 30 years ago. So you find people who have $1 million in the bank, but they are not happy about their finances. And it's typically because maybe they had $1 million 10 years ago, and they still only have $1 million. Or maybe it's because they had $2 million yesterday. In fact, you see people take their own lives because of finances, while they still have millions or even billions of dollars. There are examples, multiple examples of people who took their own lives because of financial ruin, end quote. That's how they would have defined it, as I'm ruined financially. And it's because they went from having a net worth of $6 billion to having a net worth of $1 billion. Could you believe that? They felt like they were broke at $1 billion. But that's the point, is we only sense acceleration. We don't sense velocity. So when you go from, let's say, having $100,000 to having $200,000, that's massive. You feel like, oh my gosh, things are getting so much better. Now, by the way, I talk about these dollar amounts. It could be in any area of your life. It could be with your physical body. It could be with your weight, with how much muscle you have, with your relationship, with whatever you want. What we find is you are typically much, much more happy with a certain area of your life if you're having consistent growth. And that means that you are accelerating. You're taking things to the next level. You're getting better. You're becoming more knowledgeable, whatever it may be for you. And so today is the day you are going to focus on consistent growth. And I'm going to teach you what are some of those little tricks so you can be committed to improving every single day and that you could take yourself to the next level. Because growth, what I can tell you, my friends, is a daily habit. Growth is something you must do every single day, because if you are not growing, you're dying. And that's true about human beings. It's true about everything. It's true about your lawn furniture. If it is not growing, meaning if it's not being taken care of every single day, it starts to die. If you don't believe me, leave your lawn furniture alone for a year. Don't clean it. Don't wipe it. Don't do anything to it and watch what happens to it in a year. So your body, your mind, your emotions, everything about you is exactly the same way. In fact, I recently had an ankle injury where I tore some ligaments in my ankle playing basketball and I was in a cast for 2 months. And as you all know, I work out every single day. But as my ankle is in a cast, my calf muscle can't really work. So I'm not growing my calf muscle. So here's what you would think. Oh my gosh, Armand goes to the gym every day and every day he gets more and more muscular. So if my ankle is in a cast for 2 months and it comes out of the cast, you would think, well, his muscles should be where he left them off. Not even close. I can tell you, my calf muscles lost almost 50% of their muscle. I mean, it looks weird as you watch me walking from behind. You can clearly see my right calf is massively bigger than my left calf. And here's the amazing thing. In just 2 months, 60 days of being in a cast, my calf muscle looks something like it did when I was in junior high school. It's literally reverted back something like 25 years or more, 30 years it's reverted back. How is that possible? How does 60 days of not growing take me back 30 years? Well, guess what? That's how life works. That's how the human body works. That's how your career and your mission works. That's how every part of your life works. By the way, my friends, that's how your relationship works. So if you're in a beautiful relationship, you're married to an amazing person, just understand, in 60 days, you could set that relationship back 30 years. And yes, while you can still get it back, meaning I can get my calf muscles back, it's not going to be in 60 days. So the key is, if you're going to take steps backward, just understand that there's no way you're going to be able to make up those days lost by spending the same amount of days going forward. In fact, you don't even have to go backwards to go backwards. If you're stagnant, right? That's what we mean when we say if you're not growing, you're dying. If you are stagnant, such as my calf was for 2 months, then you are going to go backwards. And that's what I mean when I say you cannot sense velocity, only acceleration. So every day you've got to be committed to growing. And one very, very easy way of doing that is turn your car into a mobile university. That means as of today, my challenge to you is this. Each day I'm going to come to you with a new challenge that we're going to add to the list of things that you're doing. And by the end of these 16 days, you are going to be on fire. So you've got a couple of them already. You've got five of them already. So let's add a sixth one to it. As of today, every day, I want you to have your car be a mobile university. Now, if you don't take the car, you take the subway or the bus or something, then that will become your mobile university. But here's the point. And at this point, it's today and 14 more days. So for the next 15 days, I challenge you that you are not going to spend time in your car unless you are growing. What that means is this. Listen to podcasts. Listen to books on tape. Do something that helps you grow. You cannot be listening to music. You cannot be listening to the radio and getting garbage, getting news, getting all this kind of junk. I want you to focus on growth. And what that means is you're going to be absolutely focused every minute that you're in a car. It's 15 days. Give it a try and watch what it's going to do to your life. And if you're listening to this audio program, I have no doubt you're already committed to growth. And that's why we're starting here, because this should be a pretty easy one for someone as amazing as you who's this committed to growth. Now, the other thing I want you to do is I want you to start assessing, what things do you do in life that don't really push you forward and all they do is keep you stagnant. Now, some of them you're going to want to keep around because you say, you know what? I like doing this or I like doing that. But what I want you to do is I want you to cut out the stuff that doesn't help you grow. And they fall into the category of things that you're okay with giving up. For example, television, right? The electronic income reducer. By the way, that's exactly what it is. Let me tell you. The electronic income reducer, okay? How much time are you spending watching television? Are you absolutely gaining something from that television that you really think is pushing you forward? Or are you watching a bunch of junk that isn't really pushing you forward? Now, you don't have to completely give up television. I chose to give up television about 10 years ago or more, but you don't have to give it up. All you've got to do is you've got to decide, is this really serving you? And if it's not, I'd like to ask you to give it up. But if you don't want to give it up, hey, just cut it down, right? Because that time that you're spending on television could be time you spend taking your finances to another level. Could be the time you spend taking your intimate relationship to another level. And some of you are going to say, but Armand, I mostly watch TV with my boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or wife or whatever. I'm not buying it because you guys aren't focused on your relationship at that time. Turn the TV off for 10 minutes, turn to your significant other and just focus on your relationship. And it doesn't even need to be anything fancy. I'm not telling you to talk about the problems in your relationship. Just focus for 10 minutes on your significant other. Ask them, say, what was amazing about your day today? Right? Ask them questions like, what could I do that would make your day even better? You know, can I go get you something? Or just talk, look at him in the eyes, whatever it is, right? Or focus on your physical health and your physical fitness. Maybe go to the gym, right? Maybe make yourself a healthy meal for the next day. Maybe focus on your spiritual health. Maybe do some meditation or prayer or whatever it is that you like to do to feed that part of your body. Maybe focus on your emotional health, right? Maybe you focus on your career. So go do some work for those 10 minutes or 30 minutes or an hour or whatever it is. Maybe focus on contribution. How amazing could your life be instead of watching television for 30 minutes? You took those 30 minutes and you volunteered that time. Or even all of you have people, I guarantee you, whose names are in your phone or on your Facebook or somewhere who you know would love to get a phone call from you. Maybe it's your mom and dad. Maybe it's a grandmother. Maybe it's a friend who just loves hearing from you. Maybe it's someone you know who needs help. What if you were to call them and spend 5 minutes just talking to them because you know it would make their day? Right? Maybe it's volunteering at your church. Maybe it's volunteering at some other thing, or maybe making some cookies and delivering to the fire department. I don't know. Whatever you like to do, right? Or go have some fun. Like, I know some of you think that television is fun, but look, if you could take 30 minutes out of watching television and instead go do something you really love and invest that time in fun and excitement, how awesome could that be? Or maybe you focus on spending that time on your family and your friends. So instead of watching TV, you engage with your family, you engage with your friends. That is what I'm talking about. That's what consistent growth is all about. So my challenge to you is this for today. Focus on growing every single day for these next 15 days, starting number one with converting your car into a mobile university. And then number two, seeing what things you're doing on a day-to-day basis that are zapping your time, right? Television is a good one. Sleeping too much is another good one. Some of you are spending way too much time in bed, and as a result, you're not even getting good sleep, because I'm telling you, most of us don't need to get tons and tons of sleep. But what happens is people spend too much time in bed, and so your brain associates being in bed with not just sleeping, but other things. And so one of the things I do, people who come to me and say they have insomnia, I can help people eliminate that so easily. It's incredible. And one of the easiest ways of doing it is telling them to sleep less, because as you start sleeping less, guess what? When you get into your bed, boom, you fall right asleep. And then you have a really peaceful night of sleep. And what happens is in 6 or 7 hours, you'll get more sleep than you normally get in 8, 9, 10, or 11 hours of being in bed. But find out, is it television that's killing you? Is it too much sleep? Is it drinking? Is it, God forbid, drugs? Is it listening to the radio that when you don't need to? What is it in your life that's zapping your time away? Focus on those things. For a lot of people today, by the way, it's social media. It's just randomly browsing the internet, stuff like that. If you can cut that stuff out, imagine what it can do to your life. For these next 15 days, focus absolutely on growth, but starting today. Today is your day of growth. So go get some books on tape. If you don't already have some sort of a program on your computer or your phone to listen to books on tape, I mean, there's so many of them available. I use Audible myself, which is a company that Amazon owns, where you can just download these audiobooks. If you have an iPhone, there's an app on the iPhone itself where you can download this stuff. There are tons of free podcasts, including my podcast, Titanium Life, of course, as you know. And all of these things are ways of turning your car into a mobile university. Today's the day to do it. Do it. I am committed to helping you guys every single day. I want to tell you, I love you. And we've now knocked out one of the 10 areas of the wheel. And 9 more of these areas are going to come your way. And by the end of this 16-day program, your life is going to be at a level you never thought possible. But make sure you follow through today, because if you're not going to demonstrate today that you're ready to implement the things that I'm sharing with you, trust me, you're not going to be able to make up for it on day 3, 4, 5, and 6. So get ready today and go out there and do this. I love you all. And as always, I want to remind you, lead with your heart. By the way, if you started this program on September 7th, which was the day we released day 1 of this episode, that means that Titanium Live is 15 days away from today. Give yourself the gift and commit to these next 14 days plus today, kicking butt every day and growing. So 15 days from today, when you come into Titanium Live at the Anaheim Convention Center on September 23rd, you are going to take your life to levels you cannot imagine. As I reminded you yesterday, look, that means you're getting 19 days of incredible immersion in something that no one else on this planet is able to do. I mean, that's crazy. 19 days of immersion. This is amazing. It's going to take your life to another level. And I'm excited to see what you do with it. So commit every single day.
Thanks for listening to Titanium Life Radio with Armand Sadeghi here on the Apollo Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit titaniumsuccess.com/podcast.